Tom. Nice to see you. Congratulations on the on the goal and the contract. It's been a pretty good day, really.
Yeah, they already asked me that it's going to be a perfect day, but I said already I'm a little bit sad because I can't play 90 minutes. And yeah, because I was out a few weeks with my back, a few games. Now with my ankle, so I'm a little bit sad of the situation right now. So yeah, I'm happy for the team, for the club as well, for the crowd that we won our home game. But yeah, that's what I said.
How bad is your ankle?
Yeah, it's a little bit swollen, so yeah, we will see the next few days. I hope I can play next week. So we try to give everything this week with treatment and everything that it's getting better.
Obviously, it's really frustrating that this season has kind of been stop and start with injuries, hasn't it, for you?
Yeah, so I think it's maybe because... I don't know, yeah, it's frustrated for sure because I think I'm in a good shape the last weeks before my back injury. Then I came back, we won some games, I think I played good games, and now again I had a... Yeah, the day was okay, I played some a good few minutes and... So it's a little bit frustrating. Yeah.
Okay. Are you fit or injured now? Are you? I mean, have you suffered a fresh setback today, Tom? Are you?
Yeah, his ankle.
It's the ankle. Yeah. So Tori, I think he felt on my ankle, on my knee, and yeah, I hope it's not too bad. So I'm looking forward to the next few days that it's getting better and I can play next week.
Away from that, I know it's hard to say that, obviously, but yeah. It was a wonderful goal, and it's great when a wonderful goal wins a game as well.
Yeah, for sure, but was a good goal. But I'm happy for the team that we can go on with our run from the last few games. We won a lot of games, and yeah, so I'm happy for the team because we work hard every week, every day, and if it's just 1-0. It's enough. So 3 points, home win. It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. There is an element, and we've shown it all season away from home. It's very controlled, isn't it? I'm sure you'd love to go and win games 3 and 4-0, but there's an element of you getting ahead and then making sure that the business is done,
yeah,
which makes it nervous watching because you're like, well, it's only one goal.
Yeah. So we want as well that we can decide the game much earlier, so maybe with 2 or 3-0, but in the moment it's like what this season it's like that we won just with one goal, but yeah, so I think we did well. We defend everything, especially when we won 1-0, for example, or 2-1, and but it is how it is. And at the end, the most important thing is that we have 3 points more. And we will see at the end of the season.
Does it feel like there's momentum around? Because Middlesbrough are widely touted as being in the promotion mix. You guys are now only 2 points behind them. And you're on a really good run now as well.
Yeah, I don't know how it is exactly right now on the table. Because, the best thing is to watch every week that we can decide the games that's what I learned from the past. You don't have to speak about the next week or what was few years ago or a few weeks ago. It's good when we look forward to every weekend that we will win these games, and then we will see a few weeks later.
There, obviously, we've had the new guys come in the last week or so. It feels like there's real competition. It feels like, you know, people are going to be left out of the squad, and it's going to be good to be on the bench, and the people who start are going to have pressure from those on the bench too. Is that a bit different from earlier in the season?
To be honest, I think at the beginning of the season we had the same situation because we had good players on the pitch, we had good players on the bench as well, and right now it's still the same. In my opinion, we got some good players to our group, and so everybody think has to give his best every week, because then you get much better as well by your own, and that helps at the end the team. So, and if the team go higher with the quality in total altogether, then so you're much better in at the end of the season and have some good results. And but yeah, for sure, if you have a group where everybody very close to each other, then it makes pressure in the training. Also, the last week was high intensity, yeah. And so yeah, makes us all together better.
There's one guy, we'll obviously get to see the others, but I do want to ask you about Moritz, because he's been in a couple of games, got the most time out of the new signings today as well. Yeah. And we can already see how good he is at stringing a pass. And what have you made of him coming into to the side and what he can offer as well?
I think he's a very good player. He can help us a lot with his technique and with this experience, and so I hope a lot that he can help us together with James in the creative and the offensive style of our playing, and yeah, but also the other guys, our new strikers. I think they will be important.
I've got to ask you about your contract, obviously. Yeah. So, I mean, that, last time I spoke to you, you let it slip, which is nice of you. Thank you. Yeah. It's obviously taken a little while maybe to get it all sorted, but how happy are you? Because that is from going from a one-year deal to now 3.5 years. Yeah. That's a proper commitment to the club.
Yeah, so that's what I said already. I'm very appreciative of my new contract, of my new situation. I'm very thankful for the chance which the club gave me, and especially Mr. Weber and our coach. And I just want to be still a part of the team, try to give my best every weekend. But yeah, it's still, I think I earned what I gave the last few years. And I want to show everybody that I'm back. So, and especially here in England, it's... Yeah, very hard stuff every weekend to play in a championship, and I think I deserve it.
And so. What does it change for you? Does it change the commitment here? Does it change that this becomes your home? Anything like that, or is it not?
Yeah, for sure. The last few years, what I always said, they were not easy for me and my wife, because I had some problems. I don't get back what I deserve normally, because everybody who knows me knows that I give everything in training every day. So, but yeah, it was the last years a little bit difficult. So sometimes there are some problems with coaches and clubs. But yeah, for me right now, I feel very comfortable in the new situation here in Norwich as well. So I feel very welcome here, with the supporters, with our teammates, with my teammates, and with the club. And it's like, yeah, I think it's the best decision in the last few years.
And I suppose you don't want to look... I mean, I want to ask you how Norwich are going to finish this year, how high, what can you aim for, but you're not going to tell me, are you?
I can't... That's what I said. It's the best thing. I think if we look from to weekend, and if we look forward to the next game on the next weekend... that's the best what we can do.
Can I ask about the contrast from this time last year, when you didn't know what your contract situation was going to be like at Den Haag, or did you know you were going to leave?
That was the problem. I told in Den Haag the management that I don't want to extend my contract at the end of the season. That's why I just played 23 games in total, and the last 3 months I didn't play, because I told them I don't want to extend. And that's why it was a little bit difficult for me in summer to make a good decision, or I was waiting for the right one. Yeah. And that's what I said always. And yeah, so that's why it was very easy for me to extend right now here.
It's very difficult for a footballer to be out of contract in the summer, because, as you say, you've got a family to look after and things like that. So what was it during the summer that made you come to Norwich?
It was more like... I know I was waiting for the right one, for the right club, because for sure it's not easy for a player, especially if you know the circumstances, like you played nearly the whole season.
Yeah.
Then it's like more, you told the club you don't want to extend, and they put you on the side, they don't let you play, they put you on the bench, but you can't do anything. It's like life, and I was waiting for the right one, and Yeah, so I'm happy that was the possibility with Norwich then.
Did you know Daniel Falk before you came here?
No.
No. And no dealings with him?
No, but he took some information from other people, from other coaches, also with the video team how I played last season. That's why they decided that there's a possibility to come here. And also, yeah, he was talking to some players he noticed before from Germany.
Yeah.
That's what I said. All players which are playing with me together in the past, they noticed me, that I gave everything in training and there's no problem with my character. So, yeah, that's why I think he decided.
But the important thing, obviously, is to make the wife happy. Happy wife, happy life. Yeah?
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, so my wife was... I always said in interviews, my wife is a very big point. She gives me always self-confidence. But she's always my most...
Critic. Yeah.
Yeah, so she gives me always a kick in the ass. So give your best on a weekend, otherwise you don't have to come home. So it's like, so no, but it's really like, but I think in a relationship it's really helpful if you have a wife when she's always honest to you and she helps me a lot. And also she stayed in the difficult times when we struggled a little bit. So yeah, it was like... I'm very happy and I'm very thankful for my wife. That's why we get married in March.
So out of 10, what do you think she'll give you for that goal today?
Yeah, so I have to watch out because 3 weeks ago I scored as well. So, yeah, it's not so much because she's on vacation in Colombia right now.
Okay. You'll have to send her the clip.
Yeah, so I will.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Did you say you're getting married in March?
In March, yeah.
So it's coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then.
That's exciting. So that has to be midweek? So it's not a weekend? Or?
It's a weekend just for 2 days. We travel to Germany because it's an international break.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Well done. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.